Okay, good morning. We're in Masechet Tzvachim, Daf Samach Zayin. And we actually ended the Amud on Samach Vav, but just to quickly just go back and recap. So we said over here, remember we're discussing the Olat Ha'of She'asa Lemata Kemase Chatat L'Shem Chatat. So the Mishnah is speaking about a case where you took an Ola, and Ola is meant to be done above the line, and there's no Hazaa, only Mitzui, right? Only squeezing out the blood of the body. And you did the Ola beneath the line, the Chutah Sekra, in other words, in the place of where the Chatat would be done. And you did it Kema'aseh Chatat, in other words, you did the actions of the Chatat, L'Shem Chatat. And there, Rabbi Yehoshua says, Me'ila. And Rabbi Yehoshua says, no Me'ila. Why was there no Me'ila? Because essentially, Rabbi Yehoshua says, it's become a Chatat. Okay, like you always say, if it looks like a duck, and it walks like a duck, and it wells like a duck, and it quacks like a duck, it's a duck. Okay, it's a Chatat. Okay? So now the Gemara says, the Mishnah carries on explaining, Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer said, Ma Chatat? And then Rabbi Eliezer said, no, Im Amarta B'Chatat. Then the Gemara says like this, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, alright, we turn over the page. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. So they're busy trying to prove each other side of the argument. Because Vaharei, Koche Kochim, Sheshchatan B'Darum. If you do Koche Kochim, right, and you shecht it in the south, now we all know now that Koche Kochim, the shechit is in the Tzafon, right, in the north, then in the south. So he's trying to find other examples of where we would change things if there would be Me'ila or not, right? It says Koche Kochim, Shechatan Bedaro, Veshechatan, Neshem Kochim Kalim, Yochichu. We'll see now what you got. You took a Koche Kochim, a Chatat or an Ola or an Asham, and you shecht it in the south, but you shecht it Neshem Koche Kali. Okay? So now you've got a shinui in the place and a shinui in the shame. Right? Yochichu, that'll prove it. Why will that prove it? So Rashi says over here, Yochichu sheshina shmam u ma'asehem. Right? Rashi adds in the word ma'asehem. The ma'asehem is quite instructive because what does it mean? Shinash.
That's not what the
Mishnah
says.
That's not what the Mishnah says. Right? Rashi says, right? Veshechatan l'shem kochim kali. So he says, how do you do Shechit HaShem Kodesh Kali? That you did it, right? You did the Maaseh of Shechit HaKodesh. Now, what's the Maaseh? With an animal, there's no real difference, right? Because there's the Shechit, and there's the Kabbalah, and there's the Holacha, and there's the Zrika. So it's not really different, but maybe the Zrika was done in a different spot, right? The Chata is done above and below, whatever, but you did it. In other words, the Maaseh was done. What's very important here is the Maaseh. Why is it the Maaseh so important? Just skip with me for a second. I know that...
So you do the Shechit, you don't say this is the shame.
You said the shame. You say he said this thing would be the shame shlamim. He says it the shame. You did. He says the shachatan the shame kochim kalim.
So maybe that's the.
But that's the shinu shame. Or what's the shinu maase? So that's why. And why am I pointing this out? Because if you look down the line here at Rashi, just skip down with me quickly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines into the narrow lines of Rashi. See, the Rashi says there in the next case, we're going to the Gemara's going to bring a brighter, similar idea of the Mishnah. And then we're going to have Shinui Baalim. And look what Rashi says there. Ke Shinui Maase Chashiv. See that? Shinui Baalim is as if you've done a Shinui Maase. So Rashi's always looking for a Shinui Maase. You see that? He wasn't happy with the Shinui Baalim. He says, Shinui Baalim, why is it brighter than Shinui Baalim? Shinu Baalim is Shinu Maase. And here as well, he's looking for a Shinu Maase. It's not enough to just have a Shinu Makom and a Shinu Shem. In order to try and arrive at Rabbi Yehoshua's concept of something changes and becomes something else, there has to be as well a Shinu Maase.
What could be the Shinu Maase
of a Shechita? Okay, therefore we have to say, okay. So now, let's carry on. So, Rabbi Yehoshua, let's say Rabbi Yehoshua, Parei Koche Kochim Shechatan Bedarum, right? The Shachatan, the Shame, Kochim, Kalim, Yochichu, it'll prove to us. What will it prove to us? That they still Mila. Why? Shechain, Shina et Shemam, Le Davar She'ein Bo Me'ila. It became a Koche Kalim. Now, what does it mean, Be Davar She'ein Bo Me'ila? Okay, because since when isn't there Me'ila in Koche Kalim? So Rashi explains to us what's going on over here. She'ein Bo Me'ila, She Kochim, Kalim, Ein Bahem Me'ila, Ele Be'ein Morin. Remember, we learned a few weeks ago that even in a Koche Kalim, there's a part of which is a Koche Kochim. Remember that? The Amorim, which get burnt on the Mizbeach, There's no one's allowed to eat that. Koche Kalim, as we saw yesterday, the whole idea of Koche Kalim is why? Once you're allowed to eat it, says Namila. Then we even had a chatat, it was a kosher kolchim, we said it was done properly. There's no me'ilah because the blood took it out of the issue of eating. Therefore, once a kohanim can eat it, there's no me'ilah, even the Yisrael eats it. So a kosher kali and a kosher kali. Right? So it says, and nonetheless, says Rabbi Eliezer, there in a kosher kalim, it was a kosher kochim. We treat it as a kosher kalim, and we see that it's a me'ilah. So how much more so? Afatai, says Rabbi Yeshua, al titama, don't be surprised at all. Avabi sheshina shma le davar, she'ain bo me'ilah. You changed it into something which wasn't a me'ilah with his chatat, because it could be eaten. Shimalubo, there can be me'ilah. Because Rabbi Yeshua is saying no. Look at Rashi again. Umualin ben mipnei shenifselu b'shchita darom. Look at Rashi. Why does he say that it becomes that there's me'ilah now? You created into a chat because me'ilah. He says because you did. There was psula because the shchita darom. When you brought the animal into the darom, it became a pasul korban. Right? V'lo heviatan zrikatan leklal shat heter. And there wasn't. He talked about the kochei kochi that you brought as a kochei kalim. Why is there me'ilah, he says? Because you brought it into the south, it became pasul, because kochim kochim can't be brought into the south. Ah, you brought it into the south, it became a pasul korban. Ah, now it's pasul. Right, look what happens now. It says, v'lo hebiatan zrikatan dechlal shad heter. But that's the Rashi which we learned earlier on about the asha, about the kochim kochim. Okay, let's carry on. So he says, Rabbi Yeshua, so he says to him as well, don't be surprised. Amar Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, lo. Ima amarta b'kotche kachim sheshchatatan b'darum. He says, if you would have brought Tommy like this, if you would have said, because what was Rabbi Eliezer's example? It was a kotche kachim that was shchita was done in the south, l'shem kotche kalim. Rabbi Yeshua says, if you had gone one step further and gave me an example as follows, kotche kachim, Shechatan bedarum, v'shechatan l'shem kodshim kalim, shechein shina et shmam ledavar sheyesh bo isur veheter. Because now we've got what's the issue? Now we understand the issue. What was the issue? The emorin. Right, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer left us out when he spoke. He said, forget. He said it's all heter. He said it became a kodshim kalim. Rabbi Yeshua said, no, never became all kodshim kalim. This part is still kochei kochim, that emorin, which Rashi alluded to at the very beginning, right? Because there's isur ve'eter, there's the emorin which are asur, there's the mib which is mutar. Tomar be'ola sheshina et shma ledavar shekulo heter. You want to compare this to an ola which became a chatat? When the kochei kochim became a shlamim has got a tzad chamur than a chatat. Because the chatat, the kohanim can eat everything. The shlamim, they can eat a portion, they can't eat another portion. Okay, so that's his proof. So now, the Gemara says like this, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Rabbi Eliezer Yeshua. So now the Gemara carries on with a brighter, which is basically a repetition, the same sort of idea of our Mishnah. So the same argument between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua trying to prove to each other about this change from an ola into a chatat. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Rabbi Eliezer Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer now still trying to prove himself why there is me'ilah. Asham shechatato b'tzafon Hashem shlamim yuchiach. Okay, we saw this reading in the Gemara, right? He says the Hashem shlamim in our Mishnah. Sorry, sheshinat shmo u'mualin bo. We saw this before. Rabbi Shua says no. Rabbi Shua lo. He might have asham. See, in our Mishnah, he brought another type of kochei kalim. In the Braita, he's bringing an asham. He said, "You telling me about a kochei about a kochei kochi which became a shlamim? I'll tell you about an asham which is also a kochei kochi." Right, Ashamim bechatat ola an asham. I'll tell you, he says like this: if you want to bring me an asham, and then shina et shmo, right? You change the im amarte b'shab asham shim shina et shmo lo shina et mekomo. But you never change its place. What did you do? You just you brought it in the north, but l'shem shlamim. Let's say tomar beola. You compare this to an ola she shina et shma v'shina et mekoma. Okay, because you that became a chatat, and it was lamata, not lamala. So I'll be honest with you, I'm not even sure why Rabbi Yeshua thinks that this is the good proof, because there was a change, because he's saying to him that you brought
Rabbi Eliezer.
This was Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Rabbi Yeshua lo, no, you're not right, because why?
You're
Asham.
Do you mean the Mishnah or the Gemara?
The Gemara now. I've read all of this already.
Yeah.
The next part. Rabbi Yeshua, Hashem sheshechato betzafon neshem shtam yochiach. Sheshinat shmo molim bo. After the Allah, after sheshinat shma shemini bo. Rabbi Yeshua says to him, no. Rabbi Yeshua, lo. You now brought me an Asham, right? Sheim shina et shmo, but lo shina et mekomo. Tomar, because what did you bring me over here? You said, Hashem sheshechato betzafon. It wasn't a change in the place. Okay, sorry. I'm glad that you helped me go back because I put reset my thinking. Okay. So it wasn't stuck. Right? When your example that Rabbi Eliezer brought to the Brita was in Hashem, which there wasn't a change in place, there was only a change in name. So Rabbi Yeshua says, how can you compare that to our case? Our case is the change in place and name. Because there's an Ola, became a Chatat, and it should have been above, and now it's below. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what you got to tell me. Shim Shinaat Shmo, Lo Shinaat Mekomo, Toma Ba'ola, Shinaat Shma, Vishinaat Mekoma. So Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, starts again. Amal Rabbi Eliezer, you know what, you're right. Asham, I'll bring you an Asham. Sheshachato bedarom, l'shem shlamim, yochiach, sheshina et shmo v'shina et mekomo. Okay, he has now the proof, because I brought it in the south. And nonetheless, mo'alinbo, he says, you still, right, mo'alinbo, right, why are you mo'alinbo? Look at Rashi there. Sheshachato betzafon mo'alinbo, lifnei zrika.
But
see that?
But he's Darom. He rushes Tzafon. I don't understand.
No. Where's
Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Hashem Shechado B'Darom, L'Shem Shlamim Yochiyah, Sheshina Shmo. And Rashi here is Hashem Shechado B'Tzafon. It's a difference.
I agree with you. You are right. You know what? That Rashi section, the first, yeah. I didn't, I'll be honest with you. I didn't even think that Rashi was referring to the first case, because the first case seemed to have Pashut.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the first case...
Lifnei Zrika. Otherwise, after Zrika, there's no...
Sorry, okay, so even in that first case of Rabbi Eliezer's, it was only before Zrika that there wouldn't be... That the Asham... That there'd be Me'ila. Because once you did the Zrika, it would become... Why? Mm-hmm. But why? But why? Why? Why isn't Asham... Oh, because they eat an Asham. Because Asham is like a Chatat.
After Zrika, it's fine.
Okay, let's carry on. Shim Shna Ayo Shilin Makom, okay, Shin Shema Vishilin Makom. I'm Rabbi Eliezer. He says here, basically, Rishua bounces him back again, right? So you can't compare the two, right? Because you don't have to be Asham, Shim Shina, Shmo, Lo Shina, Makom, or Rabbi Ola Shina, Shmo. So he's Amraim Asham Shachdu Bedarom. Now we thought, okay, here we have to. Shachdu Bedarom, the Shem Shlamim. So now there's a change in place and a change in name. Yochiach, Shina, Shmo, Vishna, Makom, Mualin, Bonnet Mila. Afatal Tamala Ola. Okay, so up until now, we seem to now have a good comparison, right? Because the Asham now is a change in place and a change in name, which is basically like our Ola, which is a change in place and a change in name. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, no, Rabbi Yeshua says no. Im amarte ba'asham sheshina et shmo veshina et mekomo, right? What are you talking about? Your Asham, there was a change in place, right? And change in name. Aval lo shinat ma'asav. There was no change in the ma'asav. It's the same shchita. There's no difference in the shchita, whether it's an asham, right, in the north or the south of the shlamim. What's the difference in the ma'asav? Tomar ba'ola. Are you going to now tell me that this is the same as our case with the shina of shmo, because now it becomes a chatat. Ve'et ma'asea. Right? Vishinat mekoma. Here there are three changes. Because the Masa is, why is the Masa different? Remember, an Ola, when we do a Chatat of a bird, it's only one Siman. And we do an Ola of a bird, it's two Simanim. So the difference in Masa. So this is different to your Asham. Mm-hmm. Your Asham, when you do Chita with the animal, it's always two Simanim. Right? So he said, now, Amar Rava, so now the Shittim Mekubetzit adds in Ishtik. You see that there? In the Vav, that Rabbi Eliezer now was quiet. If you look up at the top, it's the Shitta towards the top there. Tosfot le davar sheyesh po isur vehetek. You see that? Ot Vav, mekoma ishtik. And then, amar Rava, amar ishtik. Why do you keep quiet? In other words, it seems like he stumped Rabbi Eliezer. So Rava says, why do you keep quiet? Amar ishtik. V'neime lei. What could he have replied? Rav is telling him there was a response. You could reply to Rabbi Yeshua. V'neime lei. Asham sheshechato bedarom l'shem shlamim b'shinui baalim yochiach. L'shem shlamim b'shinui baalim. Now that's what the Rashi. See the Rashi there? Rashi says shinui baalim. Keshinu ma'aseh chashiv. We saw the Rashi at the beginning of the shir. Remember that? Yeah. Rashi is telling us, why do we need that shinu ba'alim? That shinu ba'alim is like a shinu ma'aseh. Because obviously the shechita is exactly the same. So how do you ever have a shinu ma'aseh? In an ola of a chatat or ola, in a bird, where there's an ola or a chatat, you can have a shinu ma'aseh. In an animal, you can't have a shinu ma'aseh. The shechita is the shechita. Right? So Rashi says, the shinu ba'alim here is the shinu ma'aseh. If you brought it now to shame somebody else. Sheshinat shmo veshinat makomo veshinat masav. You see that? And that's why. Where's the shinu masav, says Rashi? The shinu baalim. Okay? That's the shinu masav. And then the shita adds in there, umma alinbo. And there's me'ila. Okay, you need that shita makubetzed, otchet. And he says there, ma'asav umo alinbo. So this is what Rava says. Rava says, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer respond to Rabbi Yeshua and say, Rabbi Yeshua, I'll bring you Rasham. Where there was a shinui of shame, what is a shlamim? A shinui of maaseh, it was a shinui baalim. And it was a shinui of shmo, right? And a shinui makom, and I did it in the south, not in the north. And there's still me'ila. So there's a classic case, your ola, where a shinui shame, a shinui maaseh, and a shinui makom. And how are you calling it a chatat? But look at the answer. So Rava says like this: Midalok amalehachi. From the fact that Rava's assuming that Rabbi Eliezer knew this. From the fact that he never said it, Shma mina nachit Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar letame Rabbi Yeshua. We're assuming that basically he accepted his argument. Interesting, the word nachit, right? Nachit is like he became. Well, I think it's more like nachit in the words of going down. You know, Aramaic nachit is like he laid down, like he sort of like back down. You know, how did that translate in English? The nachit there.
So, Rabbi Eliezer grasped Rabbi Yeshua's line of reasoning.
Okay, so that's a complimentary way of talking.
Finally realized.
Okay, that is a more. I think that's
since
what it means.
Did not continue to challenge Rabbi Yeshua. He must have understood his reasoning.
No, but I think that's a more complimentary translation. I think the nachit is like I've said. What?
Literally descended to.
Okay, there we are. Yeah. Okay, that's nachit. Nachit means in Aramaic. Nachit means go down. Right.
Descended to Rabbi Yeshua.
Right. Nachat. Not from nachat. Right. Yeah. Rashi says here, if you look at Nachit, right, Hevin et Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. That's what Michael's translated, right? Hevin et Divrei Rabbi Yeshua shetamo mishum nixav and nimshacham mishum nachatat v'haytam lekli mem mishum korban acher ele ba'olat ofer devada. So Rashi adds in here that he accepts it with Rabbi Yeshua that it's unique to the din of that ola. Okay, because nishtanet l'shem chatat u'masar v'ashav Rashi v'kama mibnei shechal ofkets v'. Okay, Shemala Kulal Of, etc. How long Rashi there? Basically, he accepts it, but on that particular, on that only. In other words, on the Asham, he could have carried on proving, but he accepted that on the Ola, there's a separate din, and it's a Shem Chatat, and therefore it's Nimshach of the Chatat. Okay. Da'amravada, why did he accept it? Da'amrav Adar Bar Ava. Now, if you remember, we had this Adar Bar Ava already in the Rashi, I think yesterday. Did Rashi not bring. I'm not mistaken. I think Rashi already yesterday brought this Rav Adar Bar Ava as the source. Almost pretty sure that we saw Rav Adar Bar Ava. Okay, I don't want to waste too much time on this. And I'm almost sure that Rashi said, Kotav Adar Bar Ava, that this was Rabbi Yeshua. Yeah. If you go to Ele Mitzui, in Amud Bet yesterday, on Samach Amud Bet, but Ele Mitzui, Uvaha lo palig Rabbi Yeshua, de tama kedrav ada, de amar, omer ya Rabbi Yeshua, lo ta'of she'asa. And this is this going out. So now here comes why Rabbi Yeshua agreed with Rabbi Eliezer agrees with him. The Amar Rav Adar Bar Ava. Omer haya Rabbi Yeshua. This is exactly that quote of Rashi's. Omer haya Rabbi Yeshua. Olat ha'of she'asa lemata kemase chata l'shem chatat. Rabbi Yeshua said, and olat ha'of, he did it beneath the line of the sikra. And you did it as a chatat, for chatat l'shem chatat. Kevan she'malach ba'siman echad, since you did the, you shechted one of the simanim, nimshechet v'naseit chatat ha'of. Full stop.
I mean, what does it say for an ola? It's not for an ola. It's
the
shem chatat. It's
with but originally was an ola. When you dedicated, you brought an ola. We see just now. We're going to see. We're going to see an amud of second. You had an ola. We're going to see just now in a case over the amud. It's a short amud, but it's quite rich. No, what I'm saying, when you got a case of kinim of birds. Now a woman arrives. Right, a woman has had a baby. She's got to bring a chatat and she's got to bring an ola. So she arrives at the Beit HaMikdash with her cage, and she's got her two birds inside the cage. She says to the kohen, yeah, the one's a chatat, the one's a ola. Now, which was the chatat, which was the ola? So we don't know. But she might have said to the kohen, look, you see that bird there with the red beak? That's my chatat, and the bird with the blue beak is my ola. So the ola is the blue beak. So we're dedicated as an ola. It's got kedushat ola. The kohen now gets confused and takes the red beak bird. This has the blue big bird was meant to be the ola, right? And the red big bird was the chatat. So he took the red big bird and brought the chatat. And now he brings the blue big bird, which was the ola, but he had brought other way around. He brought the blue big bird, which was meant to be a chatat. He did it as an ola, because ola thing goes first, right? And now he's got this blue big bird left out, which was dedicated as the ola, but he didn't realize, he got confused. He brought it as a chatat. It wasn't done bemazed. It wasn't done with bad intentions. He just simply got the birds mixed up. The question now is, that blue big bird, which was meant to be an ola, if I brought it at the bottom of the Chodah Sikra, l'shem chatat, and ma'aseh chatat, have I been yotzei? Does woman now, has she bring her ola and a chatat? Or do I say, no, the ola was an ola, you come with chatat, bring another one. Because with a chatat, I'll say, bring another one. Because the chatat which he brought as an ola, we've never seen anywhere that you can actually bring it as an ola. So the chatat was brought as an ola was wrong. She needs to definitely bring another chatat, ola. Do you agree with me? But the question is, does she have, definitely bring another chatat. But the question is, there's definitely to bring another ola. Sorry. But the ola that was brought as a chatat, was she yotze as the chatat, and now she only has to bring one bird as a new ola, because the chatat was kosher, because the ola became a chatat, or does she bring two new birds? That's the question we're dealing with. So it's not really a case of intent. It's not like somebody said, I'm going to shtoch her now, and I'm going to bring this bird as an ola and change it. Quite a matter of mistake. There was a blue beak and a red beak. He bought the wrong one. No one told him, and now she sees him busy there with the ola. She said, "What? That's my blue beak. The blue beak was the ola. Why bring it as a chatat?" So now, according to Rabbi Yeshua, no problem, lady. Your chatat was a kosher chatat. Bring a new ola. Can you see the coin? David's not here. I don't know. But we'll see over the page. That, be honest with you, we spoke about it yesterday after the shiur. Why the Mishnah? I think that everything's the wrong order here. Because normally we've seen so often that the Gemara gives us information, which we then use that information later on. Here we're lacking information, right? And the information is coming later. Like we saw in the Mishnah came at the end. The Gemara as well. The example I'm giving you now, if they brought this Mishnah from Kinim, now we understand that two cases of the Ola become clear. So I've got an upper hand on you because I've already seen that Mishnah, right? So it's clearer to me what's going on over here. Okay, what do you want to say, Ira?
Wait till we get to Kinim. We'll have a lot of fun.
The Gemara?
Yeah.
No, but is there Gemara in Kinim? Is Kinim in Daf Yomi?
No,
I don't remember learning Kinim in Daf Yomi.
I learned it.
You learned Kinim?
Me'ila and Kinim.
Me'ila, yes, but Kinim?
I did it.
It's Mishnayot, though.
Is
any Mishnayot?
Still. Okay.
Is it in the, is it in the list of Daf Yomi?
Don't you
don't
do the Daf Yomi.
Yeah, I don't think so. Okay, well,
I did everything.
Okay, well, Skoch. Okay, you're a Machmir. You're over on Baal Tosif, though. Be careful. Okay, come. So let's carry on. So now the Gemara says as follows. So now we've seen Nishmechen and the Gemara says, if that's the case, we're going to cash in now. Chatata of Nami. Why don't we say it the other way around as well? With a chatata of Nami also. She'asa lema'ala. You took a chatat. And you did it, I just said a second ago, obviously there isn't, right? But the Gemara said, maybe there is. Chatata off, Nami, she'asah lemay, took a chata, which should have been done at the bottom, and you took it up to the top, kema'aseh ha'ola. Now look at that yud there, the Shita Bekwet adds in a few things. It says, kema'aseh ola, l'shem ola. Okay, that's missing in the Gemara. If you're going to do a proper comparison between our Mishnah of the ola, which was done, l'shem chatat, kema'aseh chatat, you have to say, a chatat was done, l'shem ola, kema'aseh ola. Okay? It has to be a parallel. With me? Right, that's what Shita adds it in there. The Shita adds in, she'asah lemala, kema'aseh l'shem ola, Michimalik ba siman echad. When you did the first siman, right? Because the first siman is only good for a chatat. You have to have two simanim for an ola, right? He says.
What is saying lamala if he hasn't done the malik yet?
No, he took it upstairs. He took it. He the bird she again.
She
asa lamala. She asa. He did that. Asa. I think he's talking about the malika. He takes it upstairs. In other words, she took the bird. Remember, the blue bird, the blue big bird was meant to be an ola. The red big bird was a chatat. He took the chatat, the red big bird, by mistake, and went up to the southeast corner, and he's standing there now, okay, and he's about to do the stuff, right? And now what do we say? That he said like this, Michi malik ba siman echad, since he's done the one siman, right? Now the Shita Mekubetzin adds in ya. You need this here. Echad beidach siman with the next siman timashech v'tahave ola. Just shech to that. Then it got carried on to the next siman and now converted into an ola because we've got a chatat, which was a chatat. Now we brought it above the line. We did the maase like an ola. We shech the two simanim. We l'shaim ola. Voila. Why do we call it an ola? That's a good question. Why do we say that?
Why don't we call it?
Why don't we call it? We never saw that. We saw it. Oh, it's a unique deed in Ola. Why don't we chatat as well? So Gemara says, well, if you want to say yes, if you want to say no problem, you're right, you can do that. You see, I've been skipping out Rashi's here along the way, but anyhow. Where can anyone find that v'chi taima? That Rashi for v'chi taima? V'chi, yeah. So like this, v'chi taima, let's look at this Rashi. V'chi taima, Rabbi Yoshua hachinami, that Rabbi Yoshua would agree with this. Umatnitin diksani psula. And remember, our Mishnah on Samech Vav Amud Aleph, we said there that the Mishnah said, Chatat asah lemala kemase kulan psula. Remember, we said that. The chatat that was done lemala, however you did it, for whatever you did, was always pasul. We said, a chatat above the line is always pasul. So now we can say that, no problem, you're right. And our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua agrees with this, but our Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua. Right, that's a possibility. Right? That's what Rashi says here. But you can't say that. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Bena'a, Kach hi hatza'a shel Mishnah. What does it mean there, Rabbi? Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan, Kach hi hatza'a shel Mishnah. In other words, our Mishnah isn't offering that option. Our Mishnah is offering only the option. When it says, Kach hi hatza'a shel Mishnah, on offer is a chatat above the line, is pasul, full stop. My love, Kach hi hatza'a v'tu lo. Isn't that the case Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Yochanan is talking about? And no more. There isn't any other options. Look at Rashi there with two law. The law padig Rabbi Yeshua. Ela ba'ola she'asa lemata kemase chatat l'shem chatat. But you can't say that. Right? The Gemara says no. Kach hatza'a shel kula mishnah. Look at the law there. It says lo hachi kamar. Kach hi hatza'ata shel kula mishnah. Dechiechi de padig ba'ola padig b'chatat. It says no. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua does argue. Even on the chatat. It's like he argues on the ola. Right? That's the first answer that the Gemara gives. And it would appear from here that we could say that maybe our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua. And then Achinam, Rabbi Yeshua would even say that it could apply to a chatat. Rav Ashi doesn't like it. Rav Ashi Amar, no. Rav Ashi says, Bishloma ola ta'of, she'asa lemata, kemase chatat, l'shem chatat. In our original case, when it was done beneath the line, l'shem chatat, and the mase chatat, kevan deha hechshira b'siman echad, v'ha hechshira b'shnei simanim. He says, why? Because a chatat is machshir with one siman. And ola needs two simanim. V'ola ta'of, and therefore an ola ta'of, which was done lemata, later, you call it, there's such a thing as it olata off, because there's no two simanim. Because Kevin the Malak ba siman echad, once you've done the first siman beneath the line, nimshechev nachad ala off. Ele chatata off. Right? But a chatata off. Look at the shitta adds in here. Yeah, now, again, if you need the shitta mukubetsa, I'm sorry, but sometimes you just literally can't learn pshat without it, man. Ele chatata off. The second wide lines of the shitta mukubetsa at the bottom. Second wide lines. The beginning. Ele chatata off. She asa lemala. Kemase ola l'shem ola. Right? Which is what we want to compare it to. That if you look at chatat, above the line, you did a mase as an ola. You did two simanim. You shech the simanim. L'shem ola. Kevan da amar. Mar melika b'chol makom kshay. Remember, we learned that halacha, that melika can be kosher anywhere, irrespective if it's beneath the line or below the line. So your chatat, which you took above the line, you did the melika, right? A chatat. How many simanim are there in a chatat? One. So now look at the difference. An ola, he's how many simanim? Two. So when you do the first melika, when you do the first siman, that's a chatat, right? So now you've got the chatat can be kosher, the melika can be anywhere in the mizbeach. So if you took a chatat above the mizbeach and you did the first siman, the melika is a kosher melika. Because in theory you could have now brought the animal down and done the mitzui and the hazaa beneath the line, would be kosher chatat, right? So as you did the first siman, whoops, you've done the job of a chatat. Where whether it's an ola, until you've done two simanim, you haven't done a siman, you haven't done an ola yet. So a chatat becomes a chatat by default after the first siman, even if you intend to do two simanim. When ola doesn't become an ola until you do two simanim.
It would apply to any bird then, in any situation. You'd never have an ola, it'd always be a chatat.
No, an ola in the right place, the shame ola, two simanim is fine.
It's every time you take a bird and you do it anywhere, the first bite.
But if I bring it down to the Mizbeach, at the Bitachat HaChut HaSikra, and I say it's L'Shem Ol Echatat, and now I did the one Siman, a Maase Chatat, so now I've got Maase Chatat, L'Shem Chatat, in a Makom Chatat. If I brought it down, and so I'm doing it L'Shem Ola, and I did two Siman, then you'd be right. But once I said L'Shem Chatat, once I did the first Siman, I've done my Chatat work. A Chatat above the line, how can it become an Ola? It has to be two Siman to become an Ola. But a melika above the line is kosher for a chatat. So when I did the first siman, I've done the mass of a chatat. I already made it a chatat. I can't now take a chatat and convert it into an ola. An ola can become a chatat because the chatat comes before the ola. You with me? That's his answer over here. So look over here. He says, el chatat off, right? He says, she'asa l'malik ma'ase ola l'shem ola, kevan amamam el malka b'chol makom b'shara, michi malek b'chad siman. This is the Shittim HaKutzel. Once I've done the first siman, have elei chatat ha'of t'ifsela. It's now a pasul chatat ha'of. You with me? Because I'm in the wrong place. The wrong name. The wrong kavona. So it was a chatat which is now a pasul. Right? Look here. Amrika b'chol makom b'shara, michi malek b'chad siman ifsela. And now I've made it pasu. And now ki hadar malik pidach siman. Now I wanted to say, why don't I just carry on and do the second siman? I can't. I'm doing the second siman. I'm doing siman on a pasu chatat.
Has to be done all at once.
Or in the right place for the same name. The shame. Right? Heichi mamshecha. How can I now convert it into an ola? Now there's one little flaw in what I'm saying here, which I'll point out, which is troubling me. And that is, if we explained in my discussion with Robert that you have to have l'shem and the places make the l'shem, here it's l'shem ola. So when I'm doing the l'shem ola in the place of an ola, the mnikah, why does it become a chatat? Oh, that's what I'm missing in my understanding. I'm not sure why. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand my question? I don't have an answer to. Okay, yeah, it sounds like a good, but the Gemara is very excited. Okay, now Gufa. Now we've finished the sugya. Now we take that concept out of Rabbi Eliezer, of Rabbi Yeshua's, and the Gemara now discusses Rav Ada Bar Ava, Omer Ayar Yeshua, Olata Off, right? She'asa lematik amase chatat l'shem chatat kevin she'malak basi b'necha nimshech v'nasi chatat off. Okay, the first classic the thing that the ola becomes a chatat. Now the Gemara now off brings a brighter from Masechet Kinim as a kashia on that understanding of Rabbi Yeshua that the ola becomes a chatat. Okay, now I drew myself a diagram here. I don't know if it'll help anybody, but It's not that sort of diagram. It's just conceptually to help me figure what's going on over here. Because we're going to see now in a second. Let's go through the first brayta. The Gemara brings a brayta now from Kinim. She's like, it's chatat lezo v'ola lezo. Right? Look at Rashi here. Mishnei hi b'masechet kinin, ulekamen amrinan stam kinin Rabbi Yeshua hi. The whole purpose of this, we're going to bring two Mishnah brayters here, which have got nothing to do with our sugya. But the whole reason that the Gemara is bringing them is to prove that Masechet Kinim, Rabbi Yeshua rules. Right? In other words, when it comes to birds, Rabbi Yeshua is the man. And then we understand that Rabbi Yeshua is the man. When Rabbi Yeshua spoke about the Ole becoming a Chata, he knows what he's talking about, Aloch and Dr. Rabbi Yeshua. Because remember, one of the possibilities which we gave in the Gemara before Rav Ashi stepped in was that maybe our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua would agree with a Chatar as well to become an Ole. Remember that? And then Rav Ashi came in and said no and explained why a Chatar can't become an Ola. So now, the Gemara now says here, yeah, brings a brighter. That's what Rashi says here. Uvlakaman amrinan, stam kini Rabbi Yeshua hi. Now you want to be, just, let's take, let's just, since we jumped around so much, go to Amud Aleph of tomorrow's daf. Samachet Amud Aleph. Right? And look at the end there of the Mishnah, before the Mishnah, the end of the Gemara, before the Mishnah. And it says, the Amar Rabbi Yeshua, can you see that there? Amar Rabbi Yeshua. La'afuke midi me'ile le'meisak le'lechove mi'amar. Amar Yeshua, sorry, Amar Yeshua, zehu she'amru, keshehu chai kolo echad, ukeshehu met kolo sheva. We'll see that tomorrow what that means. But just go all the way down now in the Rashis, all the way down. I don't know if your Rashi is also like smudged. I've got a smudged bottom of the Rashi. Can you see it smudged there? Is your smudged? I'm not sure. But before the can you see in the very first, the wide lines, it says matnitin kol apsulin? Mm-hmm. The line above that, count four lines above that. Mida ayri Rabbi Yeshua Baha. Can you see that there? Mida ayri Rabbi Yeshua Baha. Since Rabbi Yeshua is mentioning this, Shma mina kinin Rabbi Yeshua Amra. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua is the Tana of kinin. Okay, so everything we bring in now is to answer that possibility that maybe our Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua, maybe birds are Rabbi Yeshua. The bottom line is Rabbi Yeshua is kinin. And now we're going to digress a bit and get involved in a few complicated Mishnayot. So let's quickly focus now. We've got a few minutes to do this. Okay. So what's the Toshma? Chatat lezo v'ula lezo. Right? Right? So the Rashi is like this. Rachel shaitat shikha chatat leledata v'ulata kvar kirva. Rachel, there's Rachel and Leah. Two women. Rachel, they've both given birth and they've got to bring an ola and a chatat. And now Rachel has to bring a chatat. Because she's already done the Ola. Right? Now I think the Ola comes first. That's why in my previous Gemara I said I think the Ola comes first. I think I have thought here in the Grashi or the Gemara. I don't make it up. Velaya haitachicha Ola shekvar kviyachata. There goes my proof. Okay, I don't know. This squashes me over there. Okay. And she's already done the Ola. She needs an Ola because she already brought the Chatat. Velakhu ken be'iruv. And now they brought a nest. A ken means two birds. Now, the Iruv over here is very, very, very important that Rashi adds in Be'iruv. Because we're going to see just now, just put this in the back of your mind now, maybe it's too much information, but the Rashi throws in Iruv here. There's a Machloket Rashi Tosfot, which we've got. If we've got time, I marked it up. I'd like to do this Tosfot if we've got time. I don't think we'll have time. And yeah, maybe we'll have time. Because Tosfot hammers at Rashi. Because there seems to be a Shinui Baalim here. Right? Now, one woman, remember, needs an Ola, one woman needs a Chatat. Now, how do we know who's soon? There's going to be a mix-up. So that's why Rashi says, no, but the ones already brought the Ola, already brought the Chatat. Oh, okay. And now they've each got to bring their leftovers. So the ones bringing Ola, the Chatat, they bring a cage of two birds. And Rashi says, yeah, Be'iruv, why Be'iruv? They're both partners in it. In other words, which the Kohen, look here, the Kavu, pray the Achat le Chatat Rachel, u pray the Achat le Ola at Leia, the Nitnum la Kohen. And the Kohen will decide. So they haven't dedicated which one is which. That's it. Get the head of the Kohen. He has a cage of two birds. One for me, Ola wants me a Chatat. Go do your job. Okay? That's the case. Right. So now, Chatat lezu v'ula lezu. Asa shtehen lamala. The Kohen, by mistake, went and did both them lamala, which is lamala Ola. Right? Mechtze kasher u mechtze pasu. So one of them now is kosher because one was meant to be an ola, and one is pasul because one was meant to be a chatat. Right? If he did shtehin lamata, you got to concentrate on this. This is not difficult, just complicated. Right?
You're
not supposed to do the ola first. That's what I said. That's what I think. But I just said that Rashi here, the one brought, maybe it was a mistake. Maybe she was meant to bring the ola, and in the end, they brought a chatat, a mistake. You know, maybe she brought the ola as a chatat, and like Rabbi Yeshua, but anyhow, right? Whatever. So now, if he did mechza kashu, mechza pasul, shtehin lamata, if he did both in beneath, again, mechza kashu, mechza pasul. And this already be bothering somebody, right? Okay, mechza, if he did shtehin lamata, mechza, no, that shouldn't bother anybody actually. Shtehin lamata, mechza kashu, mechza pasul. Now, achat lamala, vachat lamata, if the Kohen did one above the line and one beneath the line, right? So what do we say? Shtehen psulot. They're both pasul. Why are they both pasul? Shani omer, chatat kirva lamala, ve'ola kirva lamata. Right? They're both pasul. So now, what's going on here? The Kohen, we never dedicated which was which. And the Kohen did them one above, one beneath, without actually mentioning which was which. So they both pasul. Why? Because we say it's possible that the Ola was done above, beneath, and the Chatat was done below. Now, why is this a kashya on Rabbi Yoshua? Think about it. Come on. Why is it a kashya on Rabbi Yoshua? What did Rabbi Yoshua say? Rabbi Yoshua says an Ola, which was done beneath the line, becomes a Chatat. Now, one of these women needed a Chatat. Right? So why is it only both a pasul? If they were both Olas, at least one of them should be kosher, because the Ola, which was brought beneath the line, became a Chatat. So the Chatat, let's say that the Chatat was done above, the Ola was done below. So we understand that the Chatat above is pasul, but the Ola that was done below should be kosher. And if the Chatat was done below, then it also should be kosher. So mimah nafshach, one of these birds, should the Chatat should be kosher. And the woman should only have to bring the woman who needed the Ola, she had to bring an Ola. But the woman who needed the Chatat, however you look at it, if the Chatat was beneath the line, it was a Chatat. If the Ola was beneath the line, it should also become a Chatat. So however you look at it, one of these birds was a kosher Chatat. Even if it was the Ola. So that's the kasha in Rabbi Yeshua. Okay? Because the Mishnah says that they're both pasul. So it was like a snehi, nami, the Ola, kirvelamata, timashech v'tave Chatat off. That's the Gemara's question. Okay, that's what I explained, right? So the Gemara says, wait a second, now I think you've stumped Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, and if we stumped Rabbi Yeshua, then Kinim is not Rabbi Yeshua. Right? So the Gemara says, Eimor dam Rabbi Yeshua b'chad gavra. When did Rabbi Yeshua say that an Ola becomes a Chatat? When it's the one person who brought the Korban. Betray gavra mi amer? Did he say that it's two people? Why is there a problem here with two people? Because they're Shinu Baalim. We never had as part of our configuration in the Mishnah Shinu Baalim. Remember, Rashi explained in the previous case in the Brighter of Rabbi Rejavi Shimon with the Asham that he said Shinu Baalim was a Shinu Mase. But in our Mishnah, we never had Shinu Baalim. We had Shinu Mase, Shinu Makom, Shinu Shem. Not Shinu Baalim. Here we've got Shinu Mase, Shinu Makom, Shinu Baalim, Shinu Baalim. Because the woman who was meant to bring the Ola is now her korban is serving purposes for women to bring the chatat. It's a different woman. You with me? That's what the Gemara says. So now the Gemara can't prove anything here against Rabbi Yeshua, so it starts again. Toshma. Another kasha. Chatat v'ola v'stuma u'mefureshet. Okay, here's why I've got my chart over here. Right, my little map. We've got three kinim. Two women arrive at the Beit HaMikdash carrying three boxes in their hands. Okay? They arrive there like this. Look at what's going on over here. Chatat v'ola. In the one cage. That's right. In the one cage. Right? They've got a chatat and an ola. Dedicated that this bird is a chatat, this bird is an ola. In the next cage, stuma. Two birds, they don't tell the Kohen what they are. Let the Kohen do what he wants. And the third cage is a mefureshet, right? Which again is explaining a chatat and an ola. Now, the difference between the first chatat and ola and the second ola is, the first chatat and ola, we said, this is my chatat, this is her ola. In the second cage, we said, this is a chatat, this is an ola. We didn't say who belongs to who. You with me? So that's the difference, the two cases. So you've got actually mefureshet equals, and two types of mefureshet. Mefureshet, what birds they are and who they belong to. And the one box mefureshet, only what birds they are, but not who they belong to. And the third cage is just stuma. We don't say, well, oh, they're two different birds. Now, look at Rashi here very quickly. He says, shtei nashim. Look at that Rashi there. He said, long Rashi, chatat ola, stuma, mefureshet, asa, hol dira matchil. And then Rashi adds in over here, kasher mechza pasul. Okay, hold on, it's like this. The case is like the follows. Shtei nashim, shelakhu gimel kinin be'iruv. And again, Rashi mentions here that they all brought it together, right? Zo tshicha ola, the one woman needs an ola, v'ken shalem. Echad chada v'chad ola. So one woman needs what? She needs two olot and a chatat. With me? She's an ola and a ken shalem, which is a chatat and ola. So she needs two olot and one chatat. You with me? V'dahayinu shtei olot v'chatat. Right? Rashi's laying it out for us. V'zo tshicha shtei chataot v'ola. Another one needs two chatat, chataot and an ola. So in total, we've got six birds, right? And we've got three of each, but just two plus one and two plus one, right? There's three of each, but each woman needs two of one and one of the other. They aren't equal. They aren't three of each and three of each. They're two and one and two and one, right? V'opishu echad min hakinim. And in one of the kinim, they explained exactly what they are. And they said, preda ola lezo, upreda chatat lezo. This chatat is mine, this ola is hers. So now, we each of us who need the extra ola, the extra chatat, these are what's coming from this cage. And the other two cages, you can do as if you like, because we both need two, right, with me. V'echad min hakinim, hinichu stuma. The one kinim, they explained what it was, this guy, the kohen, the two birds. Lo pishu ezo preda chatav ezo preda ola. Va'agimel, in the third cage, pishu preda zu ola or preda zu chata. Okay, as I said earlier on. So there are three cages, remember this? The one cage they said, this is my chata, this is her ola. The other cage they said, this is a chata, this is an ola. And the third cage they left without saying anything. Aval shemot ba'alim no need prashu. Okay, so now let's go back into the Gemara. So now we know what's going on over here. So now the Gemara starts as follows. But asa kulan lamala. If the Kohen did all of them the mala. Now remember, there are three olas here and three chatats, right? He did all of them the mala. Mechza kasher u mechza pasul. Three are kosher, three are pasul. So in other words, the woman had to bring one ola, was yotza. The woman had to bring two olot, or yotza. But they've all got to bring their chatat again. Okay? With me? Kulan lamata, did them all lamata. Again, mechza kasher u mechza pasul. The woman, all their chataot were kosher, and the one woman had been one ola. The woman had been two ola to bring the ola again. Chatzian lemala, if he did three above the line. V'chatzian lemata, and he did three below the line. Eino kesheira ele stuma, only that cage, which is satu, which wasn't dedicated, which was which, right? Or kosher, umitchaleket beinehen, right? The other two cages which have explained what was what? Law. So what's going on over here? We've got essentially two birds, which we never said what they were. So what is the Gemara saying? We can treat those two birds as a chatat. Now in each other cage, there was an ola and a chatat. With me? So now two birds were done, but we did all of them. We did half-half. Right? What was the case here? Chatzia namala v'chatzia namata. Only the stumas are done. So we did three beneath and three above. So the Gemara is saying is that the two which weren't explained what they were, the satum, we'll treat them both as chataot. So they're kosher. The third bird, which was done beneath the line as well, remember half was done beneath, half was done above. The third bird done beneath, it might have been an ola, because they were mufurashot. So therefore we say that's pasul, because it might be ola, might be a chatat. Vamai. Again, the same question. Why don't we say that third bird, even if it was an ola, it should be kosher because of Rabbi Yeshua? And we should have three should be kosher beneath the line and not only two. Your question clear? Right? Okay.
Assuming he did it the Shem Chatat.
Well, he did them, we're assuming that the ones he did beneath the line did the Shem Chatat, and beneath the other line did the Shem Chatat, because he definitely did three above and three below. So we're assuming that the Kohen did the ones above as intending to be an Ola, and the ones below, Chatat. But you're right, on that assumption, right? Right, by my. Says Nehi Nami the Ola Kirva Lamata. Why do we say the Ola that was brought beneath? Tim Shoch Vetehave Chatat off. Right? That's our question. Kama chatat. So the question now, maybe v'chi teima had lo Rabbi Yeshua. You might want to say, you know what, this is proof that this masechet kinin is not like Rabbi Yeshua, and the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua, and lochot is not like Rabbi Yeshua. He says, umi matzila matachi, can you say that? Is it possible to say that? Now, I skipped over tons of Rashi's over here. Right? V'chi teima, look at Rashi there quickly. V'chi teima had lo Rabbi Yeshua v'chi mas amati achi, the kinin la Rabbi Yeshua hi. Can you say that kinin aren't Rabbi Yeshua? And now the Gemara brings this set of writers, which are all basically going to end off with proving that kinin is Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, so we'll just run through it quickly. It says like this, and the Shittim Ukbeta changes that to Toshma to Tnan, right? Look at Rashi there. The Kini Rabbi Yeshua. Tna. We're seeing the Mishnah now. The Rashi says Toshma. The Kini Rabbi Yeshua. The Tnan Besefer de Masechet. Is that Rashi there with me?
Yeah.
Look at the Rashi there. Five lines on the wide lines. The Tnan Besefer de Masechet Kini. We see the Elvis Kinin. Haisha Sheamra Bechule Bechule Bechule. Uktani Seifa. Amra Rabbi Yeshua. Zehu Sheamru. Bechule. Alma Stama. The Kini Rabbi Yeshua. So the whole purpose now is nothing without Sugya. It's just to prove that nobody for 1 second believe that Kinnin Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, let's quickly do this. Here's Yeshua Amra Harayalai Ken Im Eled Zachar. So woman says like this. If I give have a birth, she makes a nedir. If I have a boy, I will bring a Ken. Yalda Zachar. And now she gave a birth, had a boy. Mevia Shtei Kinnin. She brings two cages. Why? Because she has to bring a Chatin Nedara. Two birds for her nedir. Because she's a lady, a yoledet, she has to bring two birds. Unatnan the coin, and she gave them to the coin. Now, coin tzarich la sotan. The coin has to do what? Shalosh lemala v'achat lemata. Why does he have to do three lemala? Tzarich la sotan. Shalosh lemala v'achat lemata. Three olas, and one v'achat lemata chatat. Right? So why is it three olas? So it turns out that when you make a nedava, I think Rashi says it over here.
Yeah.
Rashi says it right. Shalosh lamat. Look at Rashi there. He says Rashi. Arei alai ken echad v'chol leledata. Shalosh lamat v'chad lamata. The nedara shtehen olot. Rashi tells us an important halacha. When you make a neder you bring to Koran is an ola. You don't bring a shlami, a chatat. It can't be a chatat, right? Because it's not a chatat. You never did a chatat. Neder is an ola. That's what I think. But I think with birds, it seems like if it was an animal, if you would have brought a korban, which you wouldn't have said a ken, if it was an animal, you could have been a torah as a shlamim, as a chatat. Achat le'ola v'achat le'chatat. So that's why we've got three olas and two chataot. Right? Lo asa ken, el asa shtayim le'mala u'shtayim le'mata. The coin didn't realize, you know, he brought four, so then we do two. So now we got a question over here, right? V'lo nimlach. What do you mean v'lo nimlach? Look at Rashi over here. V'lo nimlach ba la da'at ama heviata. Never checked with her. He just brought two and brought two without a checking, right? Confirming anything with her. Tricha shetavi od pirda achat. She has to bring one more bird, only one. V'takrivena lemala. Right, and bring one bird as an ola. So we see over here, he did two above and two beneath. So the olot, the two olot above are kosher, and the one chata beneath is kosher. And she has to just bring a third ola. It's missing the third ola because the one ola which was brought beneath doesn't serve as an ola. Mara v'kama chata. We're not in that discussion any longer. It's not our problem anymore. We finished with that. Now we're trying to prove Rabbi Yeshua is kinning. We're not discussing anymore Rabbi Yeshua's case in our ola of v'kama chata. But she's short of an ola. And now the Mishnah and the Mishnah there says, Mimin echad. That's if both birds were the same min. In other words, when she brought the birds, they were all doves or all yonim. Right? A b'nai yonah or Gozalo, Torah, right? Rabbi Yehuda. Umishnei minin, if they were two different minin, then she's got to bring two. Right? Why? Because we're not sure which min was which, etc., etc. Let's come with the rest tomorrow.